Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Mark Simon joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Appreciate you hanging out on a Friday. Mark Simon works for Sports Info Solutions, talks baseball analytics with us, and makes us all smarter baseball fans here on the Wendy's Big Show. Mark, appreciate the time, man. What happened to your New York Mets at Miller Park the last weekend? 5 of 6 Brewers take from the Mets over the last 2 weeks.
I think they got psyched out. That just wasn't a good matchup for them, for whatever reason. I think that part of it was that the games felt like they were 7-inning games, because any time that the Brewers needed him, it seemed like Hader was available to come out of the bullpen, and they very clearly cannot hit Josh Hader in any way, shape, or form, nor can most of Major League Baseball, so it's not, I guess, that unusual. And Yelich got him once. Kane got him, certainly. Kane was trouble for them the whole all 6 games. They're just not – A, they're not that good right now, and B, they got psyched out.
You know, you talk about this Brewers baseball team that had some of the fans panic-stricken a little bit prior to this winning streak that they got on, and they were nervous mainly about, I think, the pitching at this point, and the bullpen and the starting pitching, all of that. Put together a little winning streak, and now it looks like you're in a position to beat the Cubs up 5-0 in the top of the eighth, and now I think fans are becoming a little bit more comfortable here. Do you see anything that would worry you long-term about this Brewers team?
No. Don't you remember? I'm like the voice of reason in this whole thing.
Yes, that is true. You have been.
I think, as I have said all along, I think they're an 84 to 86 win team. I think they will contend for wild card spot number 2. They're not the Cardinals, and they're not necessarily the Cubs either, but they're in that next tier of teams, and I think you've seen enough good signs. Yeah, you would feel a little, I guess, uncomfortable about Freddie's inconsistency and Julius Chacin's struggle so far, but I still think they could go get a pitcher if they need to, although you would have thought maybe they would have done it by now. Plus, Chase Anderson stepped in and has been decent, even though he got hurt. And they did sign Gio. And I, as I've said all along, I would say the mood you should always feel about this team is kind of like a good, not great kind of thing, because they certainly have the pieces to be very good. They're just not necessarily a great team.
The draft pick compensation rule, which is why a lot of people think Keuchel is still out there, and a lot of reason why people think Kimbrel may still be out there and waiting to get to the amateur draft here at the beginning of June. Do you think eventually that rule is going to change so where you don't have players hanging out to dry this long?
I think that you'll see that talked about in the next CBA, about 50 other things,
right?
That need to be addressed at this point. Certainly, it's that's one of them. You don't like to see Craig Kimbrel and Dallas Keuchel out there, and Gio even out there for such an extended period of time. It's just it's not good for the sport, really.
Mark, it's difficult to quantify, and a lot of people pin it on chemistry and different things like that. But Hernán Pérez is a player that's always intrigued me for the Brewers as a guy that kind of does everything. Is there a way that in sabermetrics and advanced analytics that you can quantify how versatility is able to be useful to a team?
Well, that's a good question. And I don't think there's any actual like score for that necessarily. But I think if you think about it and you have you look at guys like your Zobrists, who's mm-hmm. kind of a standard setter, and you look at how valuable he can become, the thing that a guy like that allows you to do is it prevents you from calling up a, I guess what you would call, based on WAR, a losing player, a guy that's going to cost you. And I think, you know, we've seen a lot of quadruple A guys in the minor leagues. But when you have a guy that can play three positions or more, it allows you to at least tread water while people are out. There are teams with no negative players on their team among their position players, and they had good versatility on their major league roster. And the versatility is what allowed them to be, at that time at least, a good team. So I'm with you. I think that those guys are better than he's listed as essentially a zero war guy right now, but I would feel pretty good having a guy like that on my team.
Mark, you guys tweeted out a piece earlier today at sportsinfo_SIS, which is the Sports Info Solutions Twitter handle. Home run robberies are up, at least recently, and there's a picture of Lorenzo Cain's smiling face on the tweet. Tell us more.
Your timing is so good on this. Thank you for asking.
You bet.
Yeah, there have been five in the last 3 days. None by Lorenzo Cain, but he already had three this season, which is the most in the major leagues. Three is a lot. There are years where the league leader has three. They're pretty much, I don't want to say they're a product of luck, but they're a product of, I guess, some good fortune and having the opportunity. Home run robberies are, there have been 19 this season. So technically, if you said, oh, if we're going to go at the same rate, we're going to have more this year than ever before, which I guess isn't necessarily all that surprising given the number of home runs that there are. But it's a cool thing to track. So I think you'll find this kind of neat. The way that we do this is, and they've been doing this since 2004, there are people in the office and they're sitting watching the game. And if there's a play that's close, there will essentially be a discussion about it. Like multiple people will kind of freeze frame it at the very top of the leap to make sure that the guy is reaching completely over the wall to pull the ball back so that we're not marking anything down that isn't a home run robbery.
Well, we don't want to miss up any of those because there's always been the issue for me that, like, when you're playing out in the schoolyard, you got to make sure that the wrist is bent, that the ball is then over the wall, and you're bringing it fully back. Talking to Mark Simon at Sports Info Solutions here on the Wendy's Big Show for a couple of more minutes. One final thing for me, Mark, when you look at how the openers are being deployed in baseball. We finally got a real taste of it with the Brewers and Freddy Peralta. They use Adrian Hauser for six outs the other day and then bring in Freddy for the next five. As his first inning earned run average was in the high 20s. Have you ever seen a situation where this is becoming so much more acceptable, where you believe that this is going to be a continually around baseball with multiple and most importantly young starters like the Brewers had struggles with?
Yeah, I think you're going to see it because of two things. One, let's say you start a right-handed pitcher and a team stacks their lineup to put three lefties at the top, including in a case like the Brewers, like a Yelich, who's like the best player in baseball. There are going to be other teams that can do that, especially in the American League where you have the DH. So you're going to want to have the advantage in the first inning because, as studies have shown, and I don't know if people have their finger on why, other than it's 1, 2, and 3 batting, the first inning is the highest scoring inning in games, period. So I think that role is here to stay. I don't know if it's for everyone. There are certainly pitchers that don't need it. There are some pitchers, like a guy with a 21 ERA, who could certainly use an opener. And I think it doesn't surprise me at all that Craig Counsell would try something kind of.
It worked?
Because, yeah, exactly. It worked, just as Yasmani Grandal will work.
Oh, here we go again with your Grandal love. Yeah.
He brings it full circle.
Here we go again.
He brings it full circle, Stevie.
All right, that's fine.
That's the one that I'm going to keep coming back to, that one. But it's a good one to get back to.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, there's another piece that I enjoyed up at the Sports Information Solutions, visualizing shortstop range. And I got a question that you may not know the answer to, but, I mean,
sure.
You're an old guy like myself, so I'm just based on your brain is what we'll go on. Do you think shortstops now, in the last 5 years, maybe have more range than shortstops did back in the day in the 80s? The early 90s, because maybe you're seeing better athletes at that position than you did previous?
Yeah, it's all right. So it's funny that you missed that because I could kind of figure it out as you were going there. To me, like, I don't know that there's anyone, I guess other than maybe Andrelton Simmons, that replicates Ozzie Smith and Omar Vizquel. And I remember the guys of the 80s, and maybe I romanticized it because I was 10, 12, 14 years
right.
old
yep.
At that time. And those guys were unbelievable. They were not thick. Like, you have a lot of thicker muscled guys these days, which may not allow for the twisting and the diving that has to be done by a shortstop to make the plays like a flexible guy like Ozzie could. So I think that technically, yeah, they're bigger and stronger and faster now. But I think I'm with you that I like the ones of my childhood maybe a little bit better on the defensive side.
Mark, appreciate the time, man. We'll talk next week. Sports Info Solutions is where he works. He talks on the Wendy's Big Show, baseball with us each week. Appreciate the time, man. We'll talk next week, Wednesday, 3:48.
You got it.
That's Mark Simon. Join us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.